Dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you're about to hear is from our 2016 Authority Conference hosted by Dr. Billy Brim and Pastor Chip Brim. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out how to get your copy of this powerful conference today.
We're here for the greater Oklahoma City area for this conference, and it is at the special direction of the Lord. You always pray about your itinerary, about your trips, about where you're going, but every once in a while the voice of the Lord speaks to you. I remember he did it once on a trip to Israel that we call the toned down trip. And I don't know if Sister Jeannie Wilkerson's grandson is here tonight. He will be here. Yeah, there they are back there. And I said to you, I said, your grandmother prophesied to me about that toned down trip. And this meeting is like it. We heard the voice of the Lord. So I said to him on the phone, it's like that. So you want to be sure you get it right, but then he goes out of the way to help you get it right. And that trip that we took to Israel, toned down trip, God told us over there, we were the only tour group in Israel. Tour groups were forbidden to go because we had bombed Libya and all kinds of things had happened. And so we had to be unobtrusive and kind of hide, and we had military with us all the time. And we were laughing in the back room. We had one lady, we were supposed to, they told us kind of be undercover, and she wore hats made out of bird cages. So I'll ask you to stand up just in a minute, Shelley, and talk a little bit about why we're here. I'm naturally connected to Oklahoma by birth. I was born in here. I'm a descendant of early pioneers. And my mother's side, there's some Choctaw. And when we passed by the Oklahoma Heritage Center the other day, I thought of my husband's Cherokee grandfather, James Riley Copeland, who was on the Constitutional Convention that birthed this great state of Oklahoma. I grew up in Oklahoma. I brought up my children in Oklahoma. My spiritual heritage is here through Kenneth E. Hagin and Sister Wilkerson and all of the others that we're a product of. But we are supernaturally connected to this Oklahoma meeting that we're having here, this seminar, by a chain of events that were marked in my memory. They happened over many years, and it's the Lord like marked them. Checkpoint, check, check, check. Until we got to the one that happened in September 2014. The first one was April 18th, 1995, about 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Shelley and I were in a meeting for Norwell. I know you've been there where he had his hotel, motel out on the road. And then you go around the corner and there's his church back there. Good sized church. So Shelley and I would cut across each evening and go to the meetings. And we've been having real Holy Ghost meetings, you know. And so that night as we're walking by, I heard this explosion. Boom. It just shook me. And I said to Shelley, did you hear that? And she said, no, I didn't hear it. I couldn't see how she couldn't hear it. It was to my ears, so strong. So we walked back into the meeting, and Norval came in a little late, which wasn't unusual. And when he came in, he was doubled over, crying and weeping, and a spirit of burden and intercession was upon us. And Shelley remembers a part about the meeting that I'd kind of forgotten, but he was bent over in prayer. We were bent over in prayer. All the people didn't, there were no preaching that night. There was nothing. There was just crying and weeping, intercession. At the end, I think we kind of missed it a bit because we turned it to healing when it really should have gone on another way. I think the Lord wanted to use it for intercession completely. But tell a little bit about Norval and the tongue he gave, Shelley.
Well, stand up. Just real simply, that I remember as he was praying in other tongues, I was listening, and it sounded like Native American languages. And it And I was reminded that Oklahoma, the very name Oklahoma, means home of the red man. So being there in the Florida service and hearing these tongues, these of native, maybe Cherokee, maybe Choctaw, who knows, Osage, but that was so strong and so articulate and so given by the Holy Ghost in power. And I remember we all fell on our knees. We all fell under this prayer. And just a mini vision of being in a hospital room and a little child hooked up to an IV. And I sensed the life-threatening situation. And just, these things are given by the Holy Ghost. You can't manufacture this at all. I've never been in a service like it.
That's enough. Thank you. The next day, April 19th, 1995, around 9:02 a.m. Central Time, the Murrah Federal Building in downtown Oklahoma City was destroyed by a terrorist bomb attack. The bombing killed 168 people, injured more than 680 others, and the blast destroyed or damaged 324 buildings within a 16-block radius. How many here were affected in any way by that? Of course, all of Oklahoma City area was affected in their hearts and minds, and you should go to see the memorial before you leave the area. Beautiful memorial. But how many of you knew someone or you were affected in some way by that? Would you stand up? And this was what you would say was like 9/11. It was the first thing that shook before we had the 9/11. 168 people killed. Oklahoma. Through the years, things have happened in Oklahoma. And they've been like flagged for me. I know in 1986, I was studying Hebrew in Israel, and my mother was so worried about me going in Israel, so concerned. And the school where I was right on the Mediterranean Sea, and some terrorist nations were floating in some terrorists in little boats in the night. And they were headed toward the shore right by my school. Oh, mother got so upset, but she didn't need to get so upset because they got them all. Those Israelis got all of them. But that very same time in Edmond, Oklahoma, there was a post office shooting where 14 people were killed. And any of you know and remember about that? And I told my mother, I said, Mom, the safest place in the world to be is in the center of God's will. You would have thought Edmond, Oklahoma, in the post office would have been the safest place to be that day. But the safest place for anybody, when we go to Israel, we pray and we get the dates and we go when the time when God tells us to go. And then the wicked weather that came through the years, you know, and all of us who live in Oklahoma, we know about that, and especially the people in Moore and Oklahoma. And my son's going to talk to you before this is over about a tornado. But he said when that thing was headed toward his house and it got all the rest of the neighborhood, he said, Mother, I cannot tell you it was evil. It was as if it was the personage of evil. So I don't think the weather that we have now wasn't like this when God designed the earth. It was perfect. And it's here since the earth is in a curse. But sometimes there is absolute evil, demonic activity in some of those storms. Like when Jesus was going across the sea in a boat. But then here's the time that God spoke to me about this meeting. It was September 14, and I was doing a meeting somewhere, and a woman was beheaded here in I believe Moore, wasn't it? At Vaughn's Food Distribution by a fellow employee. At first, they kind of tried to cover it up, but it turned out that he was Muslim, and he was an avid Muslim. And he stabbed her and cut off her head and stabbed another woman there in the place until one of the owners of the building shot him. One of the Vaughns shot him. Thank God he had a gun to do it with. Bless the Lord. But when I heard that, when that happened, and I now this is Oklahoma City area. We hear about beheadings over ISIS and over in Syria and Iraq and other places, but this is Oklahoma. Oklahoma City, a beheading. So that day is when the Lord said to me, I want you. No, he didn't say I want you. He just said it like this. Go to the Oklahoma City area and teach the authority of the believer. Hallelujah. Now, I was thinking about your dad's vision. He had plans, purposes, and pursuits. And that book, Plans, Purposes, and Pursuits, in 1988, I think it was, Jesus told him that our trouble is we try to cram every kind of a meeting into one, and that meetings are to have purpose, and we are to seek God on what the purpose is. Now, I love Holy Ghost meetings where you dance around and all that and get drunk. I like that. But this may not be one of those kinds of meetings, because this is purposeful. And what this is purposeful for is that when we finish this meeting, you know and you will do, take your authority, and you will change the heavenlies over Oklahoma City. Hallelujah. And establish Goshen. We're not coming here just to say about all the horrible things that happened here, even after we had a pastor's meeting here. Just after that, a few days, and I think it was the devil just kind of doing this to us. A young man shot his grandmother and her husband and cut their heads off. Just a few days. And then we've heard about suicides in the area. And in Anadarko and other places. And young kids, 11 years old, whatever, every single suicide. Never, never is there a suicide except the little demon is sitting right here talking into an ear and telling someone the world is better off without you or you're better off. And every single time you can tell that demon, no, be quiet, hush. We have a great meeting. You need to send your young people there. We have a great meeting every summer in Branson. It's Chip's ministry and Candace's Champions for Christ. There's none other like it. And I'm one of the speakers, and I ask, how many of you kids here? We have like, how many last year? 750, something like that. We'll have way more than that this year. But I ask them, how many of you kids have thought about suicide? And I want to tell you, it's astonishing how many of them raise their hands.
Almost all of them.
Now, it doesn't mean they were going to do it. But they heard a devil tell them that. So it's enough. Bless the Lord. When we know how and what to do, and when we leave here, you're going to know what to do, and you're not only, we are going to have you sign up before you get out the back door that you're going to do it.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 Authority Conference in Oklahoma City. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. And visit our website for archives of this weekly's broadcast at billybrim.org. BilleyBrim.org.